At last the anchor was up, the sails were set, and off we glided. It was a short, cold Christmas, and as the short northern day merged into night, we found ourselves almost broad upon the wintry ocean, whose freezing spray cased us in ice as in polished armor. The long rows of teeth on the bulwarks glistened in the moonlight, and like the white ivory tusks of some huge elephant, vast curving icicles depended from the bows. Lank Bildad, as pilot, headed the first watch, and ever and anon, as the old craft deep-dived into the green seas and sent the shivering frost all over, and the winds howled and the cordage rang, his steady notes were heard. Sweet fields beyond the swelling flood stand dressed in living green, so to the Jews old Canaan stood, while Jordan rolled between. Never did those sweet words sound more sweetly to me than then. They were full of hope and fruition. Spite of this frigid winter night in the boisterous Atlantic, spite of my wet feet and wetter jacket, there was yet, it then seemed to me, many a pleasant haven in store, and meads and glades so eternally vernal that the grass shot up by the spring, untrodden, unwilted, remains at midsummer. At last we gained such an offing that the two pilots were needed no longer. The stout sailboat that had accompanied us began ranging alongside. It was curious and not unpleasing how Peleg and Bildad were affected at this juncture, especially Captain Bildad, for loath to depart, yet very loath to leave for good, a ship bound on so long and perilous a voyage, beyond both stormy capes, a ship in which some thousands of his hand-earned dollars were invested, a ship in which an old shipmate sailed as captain, a man almost as old as he, once more starting to encounter all the terrors of the pitiless jaw, loath to say goodbye to a thing so every way brimful of every interest to him. Poor old Bildad lingered long, paced the deck with anxious strides, ran down into the cabin to speak another farewell word there, again came on deck and looked to windward, looked towards the wide and endless waters only bounded by the far-off, unseen eastern continents, looked toward the land, looked aloft, looked right and left, looked everywhere and nowhere, and at last, mechanically coiling a rope upon its pin, convulsively grasped stout Peleg by the hand, and holding up a lantern for a moment stood, gazing heroically in his face, as much as to say, "Nevertheless, friend Peleg, I can stand it. Yes, I can." As for Peleg himself, he took it more like a philosopher. But for all his philosophy, there was a tear twinkling in his eye when the lantern came too near. And he, too, did not a little run from cabin to deck, now a word below and now a word with Starbuck, the chief mate. But at last he turned to his comrade with a final sort of look about him. "Captain Bildad, come, old shipmate, we must go back to the main yard there. Boat ahoy, stand by to come close alongside now. Careful, careful. Come, Bildad, boy, say your last. Luck to you, Starbuck. Luck to you, Mr. Stubb. Luck to you, Mr. Flask. Goodbye and good luck to you all. And this day 3 years, I'll have a hot supper smoking for you in old Nantucket. Hurrah and away! God bless you, and have you in his holy keeping, men," murmured old Bildad, almost incoherently. "I hope you'll have fine weather now, so that Captain Ahab may soon be moving among you. A pleasant sun is all he needs, and you'll have plenty of them in the tropic voyage you go. Be careful in the hunt, you mates. Don't stave the boats needlessly, you harpooners. Good white cedar plank is raised full 3% within the year. Don't forget your prayers, either. Mr. Starbuck, mind that cooper, don't waste the spare staves. Oh, the sail needles are in the green locker. Don't whale it too much, your Lord's days, men. But don't miss a fair chance, either. That's rejecting heaven's good gifts. Have an eye to the molasses tears, Mr. Stubb. It was a little leaky, I thought. If you touch at the islands, Mr. Flask, beware of fornication. Goodbye, goodbye. Don't keep that cheese too long down in the hold, Mr. Starbuck. It'll spoil. Be careful with the butter. 20 cents the pound it was. And mind you, if... Come, come, Captain Bildad, stop palavering. Away!" And with that, Peleg hurried him over the side, and both dropped into the boat. Ship and boat diverged. The cold, damp night breeze blew between. A screaming gull flew overhead. The two hulls wildly rolled. We gave 3 heavy-hearted cheers, and blindly plunged like fate into the lone Atlantic.